fuck is this? Is it the clown in the shadow? Is it finally decided to make another one in the nick of time? I know it's been a week. What's up, guys? This is the clown, Rob Weissman. And with me as ever is the mysterious, the unknown, the quasi-human, the shadow.
Not even human anymore.
You're not. You could be a voice in my head. Like, I still like that idea that I'm like, you're like the puppet, or maybe I'm the puppet for you.
Didn't you say that last time?
Yes, but I have to catch them up. This is the thing, dude. A lot of people, I haven't told you this, but a lot of people have not listened to the last one. Because we put two in a row out. Like, I put one day.
Saturate the market?
But this is the reason, I think, though. In it, you know how we talk about Fred Durst and how it's hard to like Fred Durst, and he was the example.
Yeah,
that I used.
Yeah.
I guess in a way it kind of tests that theory. I put him as the cover picture. I put Fred Durst, and it said, and did you read it? You haven't even seen this.
I don't listen to this. Why?
You son of a bitch. We need as many as we can get. And if you can't even fight for yourself, who's going to fight for us?
I got better things to do, honestly.
Well, I put how he's really a nice guy. Like, every experience I've ever heard of him, like, of him personally, and for every personal experience I've had with him, even though it's not these huge ones, It's him, like wow, you, like, unexpectedly. Like, because you think he'd be the biggest douchebag in the world.
Oh, clearly, yeah.
So I had this picture I found online to put as a cover shot of it, where it's, like, a Fred Durst, and it said, obviously, I'm a sensitive person inside to have such a prickly hard shell, or something like that. Like, I'm paraphrasing what he said. And okay. It's him kind of looking sensitively in the camera. And we probably got half the listeners that we normally would. And I think it's because of that.
We're down to 200,000 listeners because of that asshole.
That jerk. Yeah. Well, we're counting them one at a time, man. You're part of a small little hip little group, right? It's cool to be a part of a hip little group. You don't need the media will out there fucking tell you that something just because it gets a lot of sales and because you're on top of the world, like you sell a lot of stuff here. We're recording this on Black Friday, that more is better. That we need a whole lot more. Well, you know what? Sometimes it's cool to be part of the motherfucking underground.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's cool to be like just in a cool minority. We probably have really cool listeners out there.
I'm sure. We do.
I've picked a couple up from Twitter. So if you know me from some reason I don't know you and you somehow found this, thank you for listening, people. So this is how I was gonna do it. I was gonna start putting like a really hot girl on the cover shot.
Just not Fred Durst.
I wish there's a way that we could put like I could put a hot guy there and not feel stupid. Not for us, but for like a girls out there. Like,
I'd rather have female
listeners and put like that, or you know, whatever. But I wish we had like some ad software that could go out there and find like what the like some of that crappy programs that they have out there.
Yeah,
that,
Google makes them. Google Metrics or whatever.
Yeah, I know, and I do the tech recruiting. I told you, I'm nasty gal. Since I've gone to that webpage, literally on my sidebars, it's always filled with all of this crappy ad software just because I'm going on these weird websites.
So you want
websites.
People seeing the clown in the shadow.
I
want to
see whatever
they go.
Whatever their dreams are. I want it to be so good that like the cover shot's so tailored toward them and their specific tastes. And then it's just us assholes talking to them. I'm like, fuck! Which is an audio podcast. Who gives a shit if it's a hot girl? Like, ooh, that sounds so good.
Let's do that. The cover for this will be a smoking hot girl, and the one after this will be like a gorgeous man with no shirt on. No, we have to do it now. We just made a promise.
I could take pictures of you out there surfing without your face in it and be like, this is what it looks like.
I am a gorgeous man.
Just ripped. Just dude's like, the shadow's like 6'7", just all man.
Not that. I'm like 6'5", come on. Be honest.
Anyway, that's what I was going to talk about in a way, though, was I saw the Hunger Games.
Yeah, I did not see the Hunger Games.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter from what
oh, okay. We're not going to do a review of the Hunger Games?
No, if you haven't seen the Hunger Games, no spoilers here. I just wanted to talk. I did enjoy the Hunger Games, but the whole thing about
I was really surprised they killed Jennifer Lawrence's character off in this one.
Oh,
I thought she would make it all the way through.
You thought, you'd think, but it's...
But, you know, it's
in the book she dies, so she's got to die.
Yeah, you got to stay true to the books. Yeah. You know, I don't know how they're going to make five more movies out of this series.
How do you know that if you haven't... You just said you didn't see it, and then you say that.
I read a review online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they ruined it. She dies.
Well, that's a good review because then it's going to have you thinking. I don't know. I don't like things spoiled for me.
Like, the weird thing is that she trips and falls and dies. Like, she doesn't get killed by the bad guys.
It's
just
random.
A weird accident.
Off camera. too. And they don't even, they mention it. And they mention it in passing. All but like an hour after it happens. They're like, hey, where'd the one girl go that shoots the arrow? It's like, oh, she fell and hit her head on a rock.
Yeah,
she died. It was it's really anticlimactic. But anyway, we got stuff to do.
Yep.
But no, I did like it, but what I liked about it was the whole movie. Like, if you've seen the first one, or you have any idea what the Hunger Games are about, then
I saw the first one.
Yeah, so you know that it's basically this like poor proletariat society. Like, there's two social groups that you could be. Two castes, I guess. You can be part of the rich capital.
Yeah.
Like, there's just this ultra rich soup. Like, you know, growing up in like Dubai, basically. In America, like just this real, everyone's super wealthy and well off.
Yeah.
And then there's the lower people that have to literally just keep this capital going. They either got to mine or farm or do whatever just to keep it going. And then everyone around them that's around this capital that works like the peasants, like peasants that they are all treated totally like shit, like totally unfair. And they use the Hunger Games just to keep them under control. But the whole thing is about like, it's the funny, the cool part about it is it's kind of like, I think, a metaphor. It's like a myth, like about today, like how we, like today, that's what it's supposed to, like what the meaning of it, a lot of it comes from.
Social commentary through,
through the movie, which is different when you have, like, it used to, which is better when you have, like, something that actually means something, where they're trying to talk about how media is this big distraction towards what the real things are. Like, that's what the Hunger Games are. It's like, oh, it's real, and they talk about frivolous, how it's real frivolous, and they do this to keep other people under control, and it's set.
So you think that happens in our society today?
Yeah, really? Man, really? I mean, everybody, it's not, I'm not the only man to say that. Lots of people, I mean, that's...
So what are what is the real world's Hunger Games, do you think?
I mean, any like the Kardashians are the Hunger Games. I mean, it's not like they're not out fighting. It's just, you know, these fakey girls trying to act like they're real. And you're supposed to get super excited that Kim Kardashian just bought a new Bentley or something. And it's
she did?
And one that's the, like the one episode I think I've seen a few of them. But that's one of them. She gets a Bentley and she cries. She literally starts... breaks down and cries because her sisters aren't happy as happy for her as she wanted them to be. That's a Kardashian episode.
I don't
watch
that show.
Like Kim's being such a bitch because she's always about Kim, you know. But
she is hotter than everybody else.
The
other ones are not attractive. But anyways,
I like the one better.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Courtney.
I don't know who she is.
Don't lead me down this path. But
so let's talk. Okay. So anyways, Kardashians would be one example. I would say NFL. For men, there's a lot of guys. The NFL's replaced their family, religion, friends. The NFL takes up their entire life for 5 months of the year.
And it does in some ways, but it also kind of brings you together, like fantasy football. You kind of bond over that. I've noticed. I'm not when I watch. I don't have, you know, I don't watch it as much as I have before in the past. And I didn't grow up watching football. Yeah. I kind of found it later in life, just because that's what everyone does. And it's cool the more you know about it. But it's a huge way to, like, talk to somebody. Like a guy, like, oh, yeah, what do you think? You know, Tom Brady.
No, I enjoy it. I definitely enjoy it. But I think some people take it way, way too far, where they're in, like, three different leagues. They have to watch every play of every game so they know which players of theirs are doing well.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the Hunger Games, though. Like, but
it's a gigantic distraction from your crappy, awful life.
Yeah, sort of. But it's also, like, the thing about this is to keep you under control to the state. It's a heightened level. You know, in the Hunger Games, the movie, it's way heightened. Like,
well, yeah, they exaggerate it to make a point, so.
Yeah, but they do a really good job of doing that. Like,
yeah.
In that,
God,
in
I wish
movie,
I'd seen this movie.
Well, it's like, because there's the media.
This would make a lot more sense if I had seen the second version.
Well, we don't have to, I mean.
It's a starting point for a conversation about how terrible society is.
Well, about, like, well, the media, like. It's well, the funny thing I think about the Hunger Games itself is that you brought that question up about, like, what do you think the Hunger Games are of our society? The Hunger Games are the Hunger Games of our society.
Whoa!
The movie, the Hunger Games is this big distraction of going on when there's, like, you know, uprisings in the Middle East. We have all of Africa. We have kids that are out there having to get, what's that fucking...
What's this Africa?
Africa, the way that we use our phones, the way you can touch your phone and move it around.
What's that word you're saying?
But what is that, what is it? There's that is it Borite, what it's called? The stuff that you have to put in every touch screen that is incredibly valuable, that they literally have like countries enslaved to basically get it for you in these huge like sulfur mines.
Comes from the Congo and like little kids mine it in open trenches.
Yeah, and like China's out there beating ass to get it, but then we buy it from China, and it's like we're in that capital in being in America.
Yeah, the Western world is what the capital symbolizes.
We're usually in that, but it's like that's the thing in the Hunger Games. It's not, there's so much more complexities in real life than there are in the Hunger Games. And the Hunger Games is like, the world doesn't look like it's that big. It looks like the world that they live in is maybe like 500-mile radius, maybe.
Yeah, it's, you know, a couple states.
Yeah, I wonder, and then watching the Hunger Games, like, what the fuck is like Europe doing now? You know, what are the other countries in South America doing now? Like, we're all this, like, because
how do you know it takes place in America? Maybe it takes place in Britain.
Maybe it takes place in a parallel world.
Maybe.
God damn it.
Maybe.
It's, but what are, like, what's going on? Like, why... Yeah, all these other, there's a lot of unanswered questions, but in this movie, there's definitely a good and a bad guy, like in this movie,
mm-hmm.
which in like on all most movies,
just
most
like in real life.
That's the thing. There's all these complexities.
It's not like real life.
No. It's sort of what I think it is more of a myth or metaphor than
clearly.
Yeah, which is good, which is way good when it's better when you have this thing that's made for like 15-year-old kids and obviously 35-year-old podcasters that have a couple dozen people listening to them to watch that get into it. But like, it's better than having like vampire boyfriend movies that all the girls were like loving before.
It's blockbuster pop culture, but from what I can tell, it's much more well done, much more complex, much more thought-provoking.
Yeah, like in the movie, it's actually, you see them go about discussing how they're going to portray the main character, like the state is. Like, you know, we need to make her, we're going to show them, try to make them like this huge scapegoat that we can put all the evils on, so when they do all these terrible things, they can make them look, actually funnel the way people see the terrible things they're doing through these characters, the main characters,
mm-hmm.
and how they can use them. It's basically how everyone's like this pawn for the state, for this, you know, all-powerful, absolutely beyond any sensibility evil. Like, yeah. You watch it going, wow, they're really assholes. Like, they're, you know, they're total dickhead. Like, they're like Nazis. Like, it's very much like a Nazi state.
Okay.
That they live in. There's no race or anything in it. Not like the Nazis. Like, there's no race.
But it's a totalitarian state where the government has all the power and the people have no rights.
Exactly.
Unless, so it could be like, maybe like the Soviets then.
Sort of, yeah. It's not like, you know,
there's no race involved.
It doesn't have the only ideology that they have is, you know, pay tribute to the capital. They call it the capital.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like anything like with the scapegoats that Hitler had. But, and then, you know, of course, the people in the capital are way apathetic. They're like the Romans before they got thrown, before the fall of Rome, how they you know, how the Romans used to eat until they threw up so they could eat some more. They go to the vomitorium and, like, hang out. There's that Saturday Night Live skit with Burt Reynolds where he's trying to pick up a girl in the vomitorium. He's like, can I hold your hair while you puke? She's like, oh, thanks. He's like, here you go, baby. You mind if I hold your hair while you puke? It's funny.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's, but Burt Reynolds doing it.
It's good.
It's some good shit, man. Yeah, I don't know. But that's funny. So I guess the gist of the matter is I do like that. Do like the Hunger Games better than...
Well, this being Black Friday, I would say that the other way that we distract ourselves in modern societies through consumerism. You got obviously got entertainment on TV, but shopping and buying stuff is the new recreation for almost all Americans.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know. Like, obviously I buy stuff occasionally too, and I enjoy buying things once in a while, but some people take it to a level where that's what they do for fun. They go buy stuff that gives them a thrill for a day or two. And that's how they're completely distracted.
But what, like, it's like, but how much is, like, I know that everyone says, like, how much is enough, but it's like, even though, like, we live, like, you live in a one-bedroom apartment, if you fill it up with, like, a flat-screen TV and all the things that you could possibly have, how much different is that than being in a mansion? Because it's really not. Like, you know, as long as you're still just sitting there watching television, you know, like, at a certain point, so what? You know, the consumer, it just kind of, it becomes boring.
No, that's the thing is, it becomes boring until you go get another fix and you go buy more stuff. You always buy, yeah, you got it. Well, everything, that's technology, man. If that shit's more than a year old, it's weak as hell compared to what's out now.
See, I'm fucking removed from that. Like, I need, like, a new television. Like, I have a television that has all the pixels are out, and yeah. I want that television, because I want people...
I understand the wanting to... I don't have a TV now, because my old one, I gave it away. I should have given it to you, actually, but...
Yeah, you should have. I really could have used that television.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you don't watch TV, you watch it on your computer, but, like, isn't it better to have a television than everybody can watch whatever programming that you want to do, and you can just funnel through the internet?
I guess. I don't know, I just... I don't know, I don't want one.
You like the idea of not having one?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit, but
because then you can be like, I just feel like I don't even have a TV.
I just feel like it's, but I watch shit on the internet. I just on a 15-inch screen by myself.
Yeah, by yourself. But then if like you say if a couple people come over, and then you can just plug that into your TV, and then we can watch your big Key and Peele fan now. We can just watch that shit now, and then you can. Have a social.
Maybe I'm just antisocial is what I'm saying. I'm not better than everybody else. I'm just less social. Because I don't, the idea of like having people to watch TV. Why do I need people
have
to
you been,
to watch
have
TV?
You've been telling people you don't have a TV though, right?
No, if it comes up, I don't like make a big note of it.
Yeah. I get more like, I wish I could just like have somebody watch TV for me that... I just wish I'd have somebody. God damn it, just don't go to the refrigerator, get another beer, and then tell me to shh. It destroys my train of thought. He just goes up and gets a friggin' beer, looks at shh, and then I'm in the middle of saying something, and then I'm not just gonna
talk. You can't keep talking, what? I can hear you. Apartment's not that big.
Yeah, but it's still.
I was literally 14 feet away.
Yeah, but it's distracting. I can't, like, not mention it, man. When you listen to the clown and the shadow, you get the truth! Except who you are. That's the only thing you'll never get back.
Yeah, we're not going to bring that up. More and more, I'm glad with that. I'm really happy with that decision.
Yeah. But anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? I just don't even know what I was talking about now. It was so important that it just
talking about TVs and watching TV and having people over to watch TV and how awesome it would be to have a big TV and have people over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't have a TV, so what I do, when I go watch TV, I go to a bar and watch sports, and then it becomes much more social than if I had two people sitting on my couch awkwardly.
But then you have to pay for beers and things like that, or whatever.
Yeah, but I have thousands of dollars I didn't spend on a TV that now goes to my beer fund, so it works out.
Oh, and plus you're saving the money on the power money, because every television has the big power... The power thing under
literally.
There. Oh, what I was going to say.
Dollars a month.
What I was going to say. The point is, what I was saying before was that, like, when I hear other people, I wish there was somebody I could get to watch television for me, and then tell me what shows I should watch. Because when I watch TV, I end up wasting all this goddamn time. Because even though we talk about how we hate the Kardashians, you put that on, I'll be as hypnotized as anybody. I will just be sitting.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, 4 hours will go by.
Wasting 4 hours.
On the Kardashian, if there's nothing going on, it's just like, I will just be boom. And
how did you, so this when you have cable, though, you flip through and you see.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got the TV box or whatever, the TiVos, or you could TiVo it, but it's still, I find it to be, like, just having that option of turning that thing on, all of a sudden, I'm flipping through channels.
Yeah.
And once you start flipping through channels, you're wasting time.
Yeah, you're done.
You could either be sleeping and getting ready for the next day. It's like when you're just flipping mindlessly through channels, you are now doing nothing. Like if you're watching something that
you're literally burning time. You're burning waking time at that point.
Yeah, you are just that's the worst freaking feeling. That's what you do when you're like at somebody's house and they're getting ready, you know, and then you're stuck there and you have to do something. You could, you know.
If you're trying to kill time, it's great, but. How much of your time do you actually want to destroy in a week just for the fuck of it? If you're waiting for somebody to get ready, like you said, maybe it works. But if you just got home from work, then watch you want to watch or
if you whatever. Want me to get really depressed and start thinking of all the time I've wasted in my life.
Speak like three different languages. I
could do all kinds of stuff.
You could be a master of karate.
Dude, my abdominal muscles would protrude. There'd be fucking caves in them. I'd be a master.
Really? That's what you go to. I'm talking about you can speak languages, be amazingly smart, all kinds of skills. You're like, nope, abdominal caves.
But I'd know how to use them, too. I'd be like Bruce Lee. I'd be like working out. I'd be doing 1-2-finger push-ups all day. from all the, because I have so much time. Because these like just these
out of pure vanity though. You're not like, I would want to be a better person. You're like, I want to look good.
Well, a better person by what? Oh wow, I can go speak French to nobody now. No,
no, you speak French to French people.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. But I'd be all okay. Whatever.
Why do I have to speak French when I just take my shirt off and the French girls come to me? Yeah,
they want to come to me because I'm ripped, because I'm like that. Well, that's just one of the things. Oh, my God. But I wasted so much time, I could have all that. Like, I could have all that, and I'd be like, I could plus, like, make, like, Lego fortresses. Like, I've wasted lots of time.
I think, honestly, Rob, I think watching TV is really the best thing you could possibly do with your time, because you would actually waste it more doing what you want
like,
to do.
No, I'm just saying that I could write a few novels, work out a lot, learn how to work on cars, learn computers really well, and I wasted so much time that I could, on top of that, on top of being, like, a genius and master, I could still have all these fortresses that I'd make of Legos, because that's how much time I've wasted in my life.
Honestly, I think if you really had this much free time,
I would make a museum.
You would play with Legos and have really big arms. No, it's not. That's about it.
I'm not saying if I had the free time. If I took all the time that I had and organized it, time managed it. I know,
but you would squander.
There would be
no novels.
There would be a museum of awesomeness that I would have if I didn't waste my time. It would just be like, wow, this museum is awesome. It's got all these great things in it. And then I'd be the curator, just a rip guy. Who's that amazing, good-looking rip guy roller skating around the museum?
You'd learn how to roller skate is what you would
do. Oh, I can roller skate. Yeah.
You're saying you know how to roller skate? I don't believe you.
We already talked about the skating rink, man.
Oh, we did? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, every kid in the Midwest grows up next to a skating rink.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just said that because it's the most ridiculous thing you could say. Just running around like a little man roller skating around a museum of awesomeness.
With great abs.
Just great abs, yeah, like a Chippendales roller skater.
Oh, my God.
It's like, wow, who's that? It's like, that's Rob. No. That's awesome Rob. He really knows how to use his time wisely. Look at this place.
He's never seen the Kardashians.
Never. He doesn't watch.
He doesn't even know
He doesn't watch shitty, yeah. Well, that's the thing, that, like, to make art and do things that are cool, though, you still have to intake, like, other stuff, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
You still have to breathe in and be, that's how you get, like.
You breathe in good stuff.
Breathe in good stuff, you know?
It's like if you're working out, you got to have a high protein, high quality diet.
That's exactly. You don't want to watch, The Hunger Games. You don't watch Twilight.
I was going to say read books, but.
Yeah, you know. Hunger Games. That's the thing about, like, when you make these, like, these movies for, like, big Hollywood, they're always really simple movies. There's always, like, a good guy and a bad guy. It's not like in Egypt where they're like, well, this guy sucks. Like, let's get rid of him. And everyone's like, yeah, let's get rid of him. We need to get rid of him. And then you get rid of him, and then absolute fucking mayhem after that. The people just eat each other alive.
Well, you get rid of one bad guy, you just get a different type of bad guy.
Yeah, well, that's the one that was voted in because they're the most organized.
Yeah.
And then nobody really wanted them, though. And now the military's in control.
And they might be holding on to control.
Sounds like, and what's the difference between having the military in control than having,
Muslim Brotherhood?
Not Muslim Brotherhood, was his
Hosni
name.
Mubarak?
Yeah,
Mubarak. Yeah, he was part of the military, so basically it's gone back to the military.
So
we
basically, you haven't changed, you just switched, you just handed the baton over to the second, third guy in charge that were in charge for the last few decades.
General Sisi is the guy in charge now.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yep. And now,
and they're also making public protests are illegal unless you get prior government approval.
So the million people that they have in the square now.
Well, some of that's calmed down, but and they're also putting civilians on military trials so they
so that when you have this huge resistance and you don't have like a real focal point of where you want, then you're pretty much fucked. You know, like it's they went the Muslim Brotherhood. They hated them, and then they couldn't, and now everyone's just in a total mess. And now you have major factions that were all together for the rebellion in the beginning.
Yeah. Yep. Now they're just fighting each other. Same thing in Syria.
Yeah.
It's devolved into like a six-way civil war.
Six-way. And then, we're going to sit there and give weapons to someone. That would have been dumb.
I think we already
have. We already have. Yeah, we've already given.
Yeah, but there are people that are less bad.
Well, there's people that we'd rather deal with because it's more organized and they'll do what we want.
Well, the people will kill Al-Qaeda fuckers, so I'm okay with giving them weapons.
Yeah, but then they don't treat their people so nicely. And then when they do that, they breed more Al-Qaeda. And they look at us as, and they look at us like we're the fucking assholes that started that, right? I mean, that's, and it's this weird cycle that starts.
My,
I know in the Hunger Games, it's awesome. It's like, because you really feel like that hero journey of like, yeah, get him, I hate this guy, I need him to die. Yep. But then you're like, in real life, you don't know what to do. That's a big reason. That's actually a big reason why, like, you know, you waste so much time is a lot of times I just don't know really which direction to go. Like, I have the, feel I have the drive. Like, I want to be a hero. It'd be cool to be a hero or do something awesome with yourself. But mm-hmm. then I'm not focused enough on one thing to choose to do it, you know, to do it.
You want to be a hero, but you're not just sure what your cause is.
Yeah. Rebel without a cause.
Okay.
Kind of. No, I don't know. But you know what I mean, though? I'm not saying, okay, maybe that's a little. I think a lot of times it's like, it is. You don't know really what way to go. Like in these movies, you kind of, they know which way to go. They know what like tasks they have to do. And they might be.
Yeah, it's set out in front of them, yeah.
And it might, they might be difficult. But, you know, once they start doing it. And,
but it's so much more difficult when you don't know which path to take.
Yeah, and you don't know like, okay, should I go here? Should I do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You start a revolution, Rob.
But which one? Where?
My friend who's a Brazilian photographer who spent almost a year going in and out of Syria, probably one of the bravest people I've ever met, she put a quote that a Syrian rebel said to her. It was like, if you want to start a revolution, make sure you're going to be able to stop it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
boom.
Yeah. So ouch. The revolution has started and they're kind of like, oh shit, we can't stop the revolution now.
Make sure that you're ready for the revolution that you start. You know, yeah. Like a lot of times it's like
how do you plan a revolution, man? Can't plan that shit.
America did kind of, but I don't think it was in such a disarray with each other, you know. Well, I mean, America still had a civil war, you know. America, it wasn't all peaches and cream and like, yeah, the founders, and then they made America, and that was just,
and it was perfect.
It's a good idea that just gets better and better every day.
Yep.
Oh man. But well, and also I think, like, when you look, like I said, the Hunger Games are only like 500-mile radius of wherever they live. It seems like everything's pretty much a train ride away, and a couple-hour train ride away to all these places when you watch the movie. In the world, when things are big, it's hard to govern the whole friggin' world when we're living this, like, kind of global community that's emerged.
Yeah,
and when you have
that.
And you have us that like us as the capital, like an entire United States is the capital, say, and then you.
I would say Western Europe is too.
Yeah,
they certainly have almost all the same things as we do.
In area wise, I mean, but also rich people, and like in China, I mean, there's rich people, there's haves and haves nots, but then
yeah.
with those areas, yeah, there's a lot of the resource like is taken and used like in America, like, you know, like I said, in Africa or.
Yeah, I would say we're
Africa,
the biggest consumers.
Middle East,
but
wherever the stuff is, you know, we need to be. We need to take that stuff because we've got a very, very hungry population.
Yeah.
That or
we consume things.
A well, consumers. A well-fed population that likes to stay that way.
Yeah, yeah. Which goes back to our one of our other podcasts talking about how comfort is the most important thing to modern people now. So
well, it's the only way to really judge it. It's like the devil makes work for idle hands. We don't really have a cause other than just like the bigger, better, keep up with the Joneses kind of thing. Like, well, we, you know, consume, buy a TV now, and in a few years, buy another one. It's like, why? Well, this one's 3D.
Well, if you have a shitty TV,
well, this is a 3D one with glasses, but now they have ones that you don't even need glasses, so we need to get that now. And it's like, well, 3D kind of sucks anyway.
It's yeah. It's a
and
treadmill.
Need to get the, and it's just like this nonstop shit of stuff where it's basically just you watching crap on your couch is what it seems.
The
like.
Kardashians in 3D
yeah,
on 80-inch
like,
television.
Oh, yeah, let's watch that. And
wow. Sounds good.
Is that...
Yeah, I think we're almost out of time.
We only have one more minute to this.
Yeah. Any final thoughts about the Hunger Games, American society, consumerism, Black Friday?
I don't know. No.
All right.
I think I could I'll probably have them, but not to sum it up.
Well,
so.
Start plotting your revolution.
Yeah.
Rob's going to start an uprising pretty soon.
Man, the people listening to this, they get this whole way, they're going to have this sexy chick that's on the cover and be like,
so disappointed.
Oh, man. But anyway, guys, thanks a lot for listening, and see you next time.